It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Pastor Nick Scott. And thanks for joining us on the show again, Pastor.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
So you've got a marriage conference coming up, and it's perfect. It's just coincides perfectly with what we call Valentine's Day, which falls on a Saturday.
Yes, that was helpful.
That was very helpful. And let's talk a little bit about the focus behind this marriage conference that you have coming up on Saturday.
Our families anywhere, including Valley City and Barnes County, really do need help with marriages. Marriage is not the easiest thing, but it's a beautiful thing, but it takes work and it takes help. And this is a great way to help your marriage. Conference where you're inspired by a great speaker coming from the Minneapolis area. We have Dr. George Kenworthy Sr. He's written a couple great books on marriage and has an organization out in the Minneapolis area helping marriages. And besides being a pastor for so many years and a seminary professor, I can't think of a more qualified guy to come out, and he's willing to come out with his entourage, four people, to come out and make this conference a real success.
And so this will be held Saturday. Now, I understand there's a trifecta of churches that are involved, not only yours at Elim Evangelical Free Church, but tell us there's a couple more churches involved.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, we at Elim Evangelical Free got a very generous grant to put on something good for the community. So I dreamt up this conference as something good for the community, but then I began to speak to other churches. And there's about four or five other churches who are supporting, but especially Grace Free Lutheran is helping out, and also First Baptist. I appreciate the people at Grace Free for providing the lunch for us that we're going to have free of charge. And then at First Baptist, there's actually free babysitting. So if you're a mom and dad, but you're like, no, I can't go to that conference because I've got kids and who will take care of them? Well, you'll have some very trustworthy people at First Baptist to drop them off at between 9 and 9:30, and then you could go on down to Riverbend, Cheyenne Riverbend Farm, south of town, and enjoy the conference.
And it's free and open to all couples, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it certainly is not free to the churches helping out, but we want to make it free to anybody. We don't want money to be an issue. So what we really want people to do is just to sign up and give us a number so we can know how much lunch to prepare. It goes 9:30 to 3. Obviously, we'd love people to stay the whole time, but if you're like, look, I've got something going on in the afternoon, well, then just come for the morning and eat some lunch and then go. Stay as long as you can, but get as much help for your marriage as you can.
That's great. This marriage conference coming up on Saturday at the Cheyenne Riverbend Farm. Now, getting registered, you've got a QR code that's available, and just tell us about how people can get registered.
Yes. There's a couple of ways. We're going to be putting it up on newsdakota.com. If you can, we're pretty sure you'll be able to capture the QR code right off the screen and then register. And please register as soon as possible so we can have a good number. Now, I encourage you to pick up a pen and paper, because if that doesn't work for some reason, you can always call my cell at 701-840-1513, 840-1513. If you're just having a problem getting it off the computer, just call me and I'll register for you.
All right, very good. Thank you, Pastor Scotton, and have a good marriage conference ahead here, okay?
Thank you very much, Steve.
There's our Voice of the Valley segment for today.